First thing is, you know, writing this, it is amazing the research that I found, how many claims are actually denied because of errors in the payer side. So many claims are just come back to you and they're just simply denied, but yet when we look into it, you'll find that it's not on our end, it's actually the errors on the payer side. Many practices, of course, lose revenue every day because we have partially paid claims, we have denials, or we even have delayed in reimbursement. Now, most of these practices don't even either notice this or don't try to challenge it. So, again, what I would like for you to do today is try to encourage you to go ahead and challenge these denials and recruitment requests and these partially paid claims. That way you can get the money back into your practice. Some data here, you know, looking at the AMA's information, in 2010, the AMA noted that 7 largest insurers incorrectly pay 1 in 5 claims. I mean, just to say it differently, that means they don't correctly process 1 in 5 of your medical claims. So if you're sending out 100 claims a day, look at how many of those are incorrectly processed. So think about that. 1 in 5 claims is incorrectly processed by the 7 largest insurers. So that should right there tell you now, let's start looking into our EOBs. That should make you enough. Make sure you thoroughly review these EOBs.